Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
We have school systems that are miserable failures with 25% graduation rates. We have crime everywhere on all different types of people. You're afraid to get on a subway and be able to go to work because you might get shot, but they're worried about hurtful words. It's a joke.
Welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas here, and thanks for listening. And again, we do appreciate it. We're starting to gain a lot of momentum with the podcast. Obviously, the radio show has been going on for 20-some years, expanding that as well. But thanks for listening, and we do appreciate it. Share this with your friends. If you like what you hear today, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and again, share this with your friends. It's really important to get the conservative message out. We're going to jump all over the board today. Between Kathy Hochul and New York passing new gun legislation, which really is the same as the old gun legislation. I don't really see much that's in the way of new here at all.
It's the same old, same old, same old, same old.
It's like all the same stuff.
Make yourself feel good, Democrats, because you're doing absolutely zero to actually help these kids protect these
children. No, nothing.
Zero.
So I got some quotes there. I've got a whole bunch of other stuff and some audio clips as well. Debbie Stabenow, just buying electric. I drove all the way from Michigan to D.C. and I just was laughing as I passed by all those pumps in my electric car, and the peasants that are suffering.
How ignorant are you? What that tell you? You are a total piece of garbage, brainless. Okay, well, guess what? Not everybody can afford a $70,000 electric car. Did you ever think of that? And did your brain ever think about the amount of money you spend on a monthly car payment as opposed to filling it up for an extra $200 or $300, right? Just totally brain dead. Economically brain dead.
That's their platform, though. Their platform is, don't be poor. That's their 2022 platform. Don't be
poor, and if you are poor, we'll save you again for the 7,000th time with our shitty policies.
Right. It's unreal. I mean, this green energy, really what they're pushing. I mean, and a lot of it is behind the scenes that people don't even realize, right?
Yep.
Companies like BlackRock, Vanguard, these giant institutions that have control of half the world's wealth are pushing the green energy agenda. They have these activists now that are on the boards of these companies that are pressuring companies like Exxon and other companies, or you've got administration officials in this administration like Ron Klain and others behind the scenes pushing asset managers, pension funds, CalPERS, California Teachers Pension Fund and so on, to divest from oil and gas. So this is Obama's third term, clearly, because Operation Choke Point, which is exactly what it was called, it was an actual thing. Operation Choke Point, you can go look it up, was an Obama plan to basically cut off banking and financial services to gun dealers. So cut down take out their credit, try to tell banks you're going to hold them liable because we have manufacturer's liability for guns in this country. President Bush passed that. So you cannot sue a gun manufacturer out of business, right? Thank God.
Rightfully so.
It's exactly what they would do, right? But so we have that, some of these laws in the books, but of course they don't care, right? They just don't care about any of these things. I've got some quotes from Kathy Hochul where she's, talking about, the court cases and whatnot. But
here's what they did. So just a few highlights from Smiling Kathy's legislation.
Smiling Kathy.
Closes critical gun loopholes exposed in tragic shootings in Buffalo, New York. Bars purchase of semi-automatic rifles by anyone under the age of 21 by requiring a license.
But what do you mean by requiring a license? Which is it? What kind of license, though?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, but that's the question. So which is it? Is it barring people or is it requiring a license? Isn't that like two different
90%
things?
90% of the children killed by guns in this country are done by illegal guns. So, okay. I mean, but requiring a license. Yeah. So what is a license?
But is it, but again, is it banned or is it a license required? Because those are two different things, right? We're banning the sales of assault weapons to under 21 and requiring a license. Well, why would you have to have a license if you're banned?
Prohibits the purchase of body armor with the exception of those in specified professions. Okay. So you really don't think that these kids are going to be able to make some kind of body armor? I mean, just order some metal? I mean, all right. This expands the list of people who can file extreme risk protection orders and requires law enforcement to file ERPOs under specified set of circumstances. So a court order issued when a person may be dangerous to themselves or others. So
we have that right now.
So the court, the court that's littered with left-wing nut jobs,
right?
Who are letting people out, criminals out, and saying, "Well, we can't put that on the record. There's no possible
that is
way
the problem.
We can have this on the record." So you're strengthening laws for what? It's absolutely 100% useless unless you get a judge who follows the law and says, "Guess what? You're a criminal, and we're going to put this on your record." So it does nothing.
Here's what Cassie
said. The
biggest
problem in the state, by the way, is these left-wing liberal nut jobs that continue to let people out on the streets.
Exactly. They're letting out these criminals. Here's what Cassie said, and not only in New York but in California. Here's what Cassie said, though, because this same exact banning of firearms to people under 21 was already done in California. It's already been overturned by the courts, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what Cassie says. "I'm not going to let my fear of losing a court case stop me from what I think is correct for New Yorkers and will protect them." So basically what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not going to follow the courts because I'm a dictator in New York, and the judiciary branch only is important if it's in my favor, right?
Yeah.
Which is really ridiculous, right?
To be honest with you, if she's got 3 out of 4 chances that you're going to get a left-wing liberal nut job, that's going to agree with
it. This is her quote, though, when talking about
new things.
Few
new things, you know, micro-stamping on new semi-automatic pistols.
That'll be shot down.
They can't just file that right off, right?
It can't be done. The technology does not exist. So you can't – that's like saying
– My understanding is you micro-stamp, but you could sand it, right? So you're micro-stamping the tip of the gun, but you can sand it.
No, you're micro-stamping the actual – they want you to micro-stamp the actual bullets what they want.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Right, seriously. Right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is ridiculous. You just can't – or maybe as the – I think what happens is as the gun fires, the hammer imprints something on the shell.
That's
maybe. I don't know.
That's exactly my understanding.
The technology
You're micro-printing the gun. It's the end of the barrel of itself, so it'll print – so it'll give you a print of what bullet that gun came from. The problem is it's very easy to sand it off. So
Now you're saying,
it wasn't my gun. It wasn't my gun. Clearly it wasn't my gun, right?
So, look, it's basically, if that will never stand, because essentially if it's all new semi-automatic handguns have to have micro-stamping or semi-automatic weapons, you can't do it. That basically effectively bans the sale then of all semi-automatic, weapons in New York, because the technology doesn't exist. That will never stand up in court. She knows it's not going to stand up in court. She doesn't care. Here's what she said.
I don't know about that, though. My fear, Glenn, is that the courts have been littered in this state.
It doesn't matter. It'll go up to the Supreme.
I've seen it twice with COVID, and you hope that it would go that far to the Supreme Court. But I've seen it twice through COVID where Democrats, with their Democrat privilege,
don't even look at
the law.
Right.
They don't care. But when the children had face diapers strapped around their face,
they still do.
Totally unconstitutional to do that. Judge Ogden in Buffalo didn't even look at it.
No.
Friends with polling cars said, "Well, that's Mark can do whatever he wants. That's fine."
Now, these liberal judges are a scourge, no doubt. But here's what she said. "I'm not going to let my fear of losing a court case stop me from what I think is correct for New Yorkers, and will protect them. You may get a judge who actually cares and has common sense, who would understand that these are not punitive measures." Now, let me just say something. First of all, judges are not supposed to necessarily care or use common sense. They're supposed to analyze the law, and the Constitution, right?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
The precedent,
not the Democrats.
The law and the Constitution, not their feelings, not how much they care, right? The law. The Constitution and the precedence of the law, right? Further, she says, these are not punitive measures. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter if they're punitive, meant to be punitive or not. It's a constitutional right. I hear all these people making these false equivalents online. Well, cars have restrictions. Drugs have restrictions. This has restrictions. You can't do this to drinking until you're 21. Drinking driving, these are things that are not constitutional rights. Okay.
Did you ever notice, though, Glenn, that with the thousands of people that die in car accidents, the thousands of people like Nancy Pelosi's husband who killed his own brother in a car, we never blame the car.
Never.
We never blame the
car. Speaking
of
which,
right? We always blame the person, right? That was his fault.
Yeah. Well, there was just a mass runover, whatever you call it, in Germany. One killed, 30 injured. A driver yesterday drove into a crowded and injured 30 and killed one. I mean, it had Wisconsin and so on, right? So do we ever talk about the car? No. Actually, in the case of Waukesha, we did talk about the car. Remember, it was the SUV that miraculously drove into the crowd of people. It wasn't a deranged, black supremacist that was targeting white people. No.
We, to be honest with you, we didn't talk about it at all.
We didn't talk about it at all.
But the country didn't talk about it at all.
If we did, that was it.
Right.
Yeah,
if he was a white supremacist, then that would have been top. That would have fit the narrative, but it didn't. So move right on.
Anyway, so we have laws in the state already. Kathy just passed more laws, the same laws that we already had that they didn't follow the last time and didn't work the last time, somehow miraculously are supposed to work this time. Nowhere in any of the legislation is anything for school safety that I saw whatsoever. In Florida, they passed a rule, I think. I don't know if it's a law or whatever, but it requires, even at the bus stops, even when you pull up at a bus stop, there are oftentimes, not required, but oftentimes there are police officers, maybe it's a state trooper, maybe it's a sheriff, just hanging out next to the bus, right? Mm-hmm. That's good, right?
Awesome.
It's a way better use than handing out cell phone tickets and other harassment garbage. Awesome. Way better use of your time than escorting health inspectors anywhere, right?
DeSantis will do what actually matters, which is protecting the schools. Right. He will make sure that these schools continue to have more borders, walls around them, gates around them. Yep. You're going to check in outside the school as opposed to having the opportunity to walk right up to the school.
Right.
Very different. And exactly what needs to be done. All common sense stuff, by the way. I continue to hear how smart DeSantis is, and I love him. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's if he's the president of the United States of America, we're in really, really good shape. But all common sense. Anybody with a brain would say, okay, look, our greatest asset is our children. Let's just have people check in outside by the road as opposed to walking up to the school
And armed guards. The other argument from liberals, it's so easy to just crush their arguments, right? The other argument for liberals is, it would scare the children, right? It would scare the children. Oh, so the same children you take to Bills games, they have armed people there, right?
That's right.
The same
children
you take to the Erie County Fair, they've got armed people all over the place, right?
Yeah. I mean, same people you take on an airplane. I fly on an airplane with my children all the time. Right. I don't think they're scared by walking into the airport.
Right, you're going through security.
What they're doing is saying, look, it's secure. Right. I can get on the airplane and I can take my iPad out. I can put my headphones on and feel pretty good that there's not a terrorist on the plane.
You know who's scared?
Or a knife.
The kid who's thinking to shoot the school up. That's who should be scared. That's who you want scared. That's the kid who's going to go, wait a minute now. There's a security guard there. He's a former military guy, and he's at the school.
No longer a soft target. No longer a soft target.
Well, they're
overpowered. Walk up to that school. There's a high probability I'm going to be the one with my head missing at the end of it.
Yeah.
That's what you need them to feel like. Yep.
That's right. It's just nuts. So in New York City, by the way, they just had another person thrown in front onto the tracks. Another video. Like there's been this violence in New York, especially, but it's happening in all major cities. Democrats on purpose are letting criminals out or refusing to prosecute criminals. Now, at least even in San Francisco, that DA just got recalled, right?
Big day.
That
big
DA,
day.
By the way,
big day.
His parents are those same folks that were part of the Weather Underground, right? That blew up or several things, right? Yeah.
The Obama clan.
The Obama clan, exactly.
That's right.
In D.C., however, this is what they have. So in New York City, they have on the subways, be empowered that you're using safely. You're using drugs, but hey, you know what? Feel good about yourself. Feel empowered. Now in D.C., here's what they got in the D.C. area. This
leave
is
your
classic.
Heroin needles in the box, if you would, please.
This is classic in D.C. Not in our house. Together, we'll report harassment and make it safer. So here you've got this picture of the bus. We'll have to – I don't know if we put this video up there or not, but here's the picture.
Right? Here's the picture, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you got is – You got four
people
on the subway.
Everybody's holding hands singing Kumbaya together.
You got four people on the subway. Here's what you got. You got a black woman. You've got a Chinese older guy. You've got a person that seems to be, you know, you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl, and they've got pink hair. And then, of course, you've got the white dude with the overweight beard and the man bun. All that's missing is a MAGA hat. So here's the caption bubbles outside. Metro Rider is texting, you know, my MTPD. A man in a brown shirt and a bun is yelling transphobic slurs at a person with red hair. And the response is, thank you for reporting. Please provide line color you're on, car number, direction you're heading. So in D.C., they're worried about hurtful words from mysterious white guys with man buns yelling slurs. Why does we assume the gender of the man? But yet the person with the hair color is a person, right?
I mean, meanwhile, the biggest problem is you get off the bus and one of those folks shoves the other folks in front of them, and it's not a mega wearing hat person.
But they just assumed his gender.
Liberal, mentally ill person is who it is.
But they went out of their way to call the transphobic slurs were at a person with red hair, but it was a man. How do they know it's a man? He's got a man bun. He's got a beard. Doesn't mean he doesn't identify as a woman. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, are you assuming his?
On earth right now are the white men.
And of course,
that's the picture.
They make the old Asian guy.
If somebody's
going
to be a bad person, you just put a picture of a white male, and that's
they make the old Asian guy the snitch. I tell you who.
Disgusting though. These cities are turning into rat infested.
It's terrible.
Crime infested. Disgusting places.
But this is
that when you see that guy pushes the girl on the subway. Right.
It's crazy.
Now I'm thinking. First of all, I'm thinking not that this makes it right, but I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe it's a domestic. Maybe they know each other. You know, maybe their husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, they're having a fight or something. No, he just randomly pushed her.
Look.
And that happens all the time. Who wants to, you know, talk about tourism in New York City?
Right.
Who?
Sign me up
to fly my children there.
But how wrong is this, though? I mean, first of all, there's not a single black guy in this subway, right? Now, in reality, most of the violence, not all, I think the guy that just threw the woman onto the tracks was a white dude. But most of the crime has been perpetuated against women and Asians, right? And most of the violence has been perpetuated by black dudes. It just is what it is.
Well,
I don't know
Chicago
what to tell you.
Black on black crime. It is.
But the subway crime specifically, right? That black guy walked up and shot that white guy and basically killed him. That worked for Goldman Sachs, right? A lot of this crime, let's just be honest, has been black on Asian crime. Which is sad. Mm-hmm. It's not good whether it's white on Asian, black on white on black. It's not good. Any violence is bad, of course.
Nope.
But to paint this as somehow the white dude harassing
the racist white guy
lady or whatever person, excuse me, lady man person, whatever.
The real problem is white racist men who sit on the subway chastising other people.
How many stories?
That's not the problem, right?
How many stories in the news have we heard about white bun man wearing man bun wearing white men harassing transphobic people? How many stories in the news have you heard of trans people being attacked?
Very few. Yeah, very few.
What are these subway attacks?
It doesn't happen, but it happens to everybody. It's a very, very small. First of all, the trans population is what, 0.2% of the entire population? And then you break that down and say, okay, it's 0.0002 of whatever.
And they're worried about hurtful words. People are getting their heads kicked in and thrown on the train tracks. And DC is worried about hurtful words? Like, seriously?
Hurtful words. We have school systems that are miserable failures with 25% graduation rates. We have crime everywhere on all different types of people. You're afraid to get on a subway and be able to go to work because you might get shot. But they're worried about hurtful words. It's a joke.
It's
disgusting
unreal.
The way these people think. They have destroyed these inner cities. They don't care what they rule over. And they're ruling over absolute filth right now.
Yep.
Filth.
And the divide in this
New York City, ever since Giuliani left, and we were tough on crime, and we put police on every corner, and we cleaned that entire city up. Man, that city was beautiful. It was a cool place to go. You could go. You could feel safe. You go to a show. You bring your family. You see the buildings. I mean, I had friends and family members that used to go there once a quarter. They'd fly in.
Love
spend the weekend, go to dinner, all this stuff.
My wife took
disgusting.
Both of our
They've
daughters
destroyed.
There when they turned
absolutely
16.
Destroyed. You Democrats would say, well, it was the Republicans are not the ones in charge. It's been
Democrats
who have been voting this way.
It's Democrats. And it's not just New York. It's L.A.
Yeah.
It's San Francisco.
Chicago.
Baltimore.
You pick it.
Doesn't matter, right?
It. Detroit.
You saw this one, Mike. This mother was on Tucker that got hit on the hit and run. So this guy's driving in L.A. down an alley, right? There's another DA that needs to go, right? This guy's driving down a one-way alley the wrong way and literally looks to be intentional, runs into this woman with her stroller. Now, the baby and the woman were okay. She was injured, of course. I don't know if the baby was. Just shocking. The DA just basically gave her a light sentence. 5 months this person got. 5 months. This person was out on another violent felony, was on probation for a violent felony, runs down. You don't just need a gun, folks. Runs down a woman pushing a stroller on purpose. They just gave him 5 months of probation. It's insanity.
How could that possibly be? How could that possibly be? What is wrong with your brain to think that's okay?
It's crazy.
What is so sick about you to think that it's okay to run anybody over?
It's nuts.
Anybody over. We expect with a baby stroller? Seriously?
With a baby stroller.
5 months?
Sickening.
What do you think's going to happen in month number six when this lunatic's back out on the streets?
Yep.
Disgusting.
No, probation. He's back out on the street.
Oh, I'm thinking 5 months in jail.
No. Just probation.
Disgusting. How could that be?
It's nuts. Let me play a clip of this because this is crazy. This is
November can't come fast enough, but folks, we have to get involved in all kinds of races. I am seeing some hopefulness in the state of New York, and I'm trying to be optimistic. Carl Paldino stepping up the run for congressional district number 23 for Jacobs. Yeah. I have never seen such energy and momentum. I saw Carl last night. I went to a kickoff party that he had, and I gave him a
people
hug
are
and said,
mad.
Thank you for doing what you're doing, because I haven't seen this type of energy in New York in a long time. You know, Langworthy wanted to just sort of, you know, grandfather himself into the scene.
Yeah.
And he would have done that had Carl not stepped up.
Right.
Carl stepping up. Carl needed, I think, 1,100 signatures in 5 days. I think he got like something like 2,000 or 3,000 the first day. That just shows you the energy of people, how pissed off
they are. People are, and I think Kathy's vulnerable in this state. I think whether it be Lee Zeldin or Giuliani, I mean, she's vulnerable.
Well, they don't cheat.
State.
If they don't cheat, and they're going to cheat their ass off again. For those of you Democrats that go, no, they don't, there's been an audit.
Oh, my God.
Erie County is 149% of registered voters. Let me tell you where the 49% lie.
Right.
The east side of Buffalo.
That's right.
And many of those folks don't even know their own name. They don't. Yep. They certainly don't know there's going to be a primary
in
August.
Half of them are in the cemetery over on Harlem Street. I mean, let's be honest. You know?
That's right.
Someone's going through taking names off the headstones and registering the vote. That's how the Democrats roll.
149% of eligible voters registered in Erie County.
You know,
don't tell me there's not fraud. We know that.
You know,
we know that.
No, we know
and you
that
know where
sure.
the fraud is. You know what party it is.
It's crazy.
It's fine as long as they're winning.
Yeah.
The minute the Republicans win, and if I'm telling you right now, if there was 149% of registered voters in Alden, they would be freaking out.
They would be freaking out for sure.
Nah.
You know, I'm going to play this clip here with this mother, but, you know, going back to the gun thing for a second, all they would have to do is increase penalties for guns used in the commission of a crime. If they really, 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 really wanted to prevent or lessen gun violence, can't prevent it, but if you wanted to lower gun violence, you would make it an automatic felony when you have a crime that's where a gun, especially if it's an illegal gun, is used in the commission of that crime. We used to have those types of laws, automatic 5 and 10 year penalties that are added on top of the sentence for the crime.
Yep.
We have DAs now, like in LA, like in New York City, that they're dropping the gun charge from the crime. For example, you use an illegal gun to hijack or what do they call it when you take a car? Is it not hijack? It's a plane.
Hijack.
Carjack. So you carjack a car and use an illegal gun in the commission of that crime. They're not adding the gun charge. They're just
ridiculous.
Right?
I mean, what is wrong with you?
Right?
What is wrong with
it's
you
intentional.
People? What, you Democrats it's intentional. That listen to this podcast, you it absolutely 100% is intentional.
Pain,
you can't be that dumb.
Whether it's the pain
you
at the
can't
pump
be that dumb.
Or the crime in the cities, if this is intentional by the Democrats to destroy this country, the more violence in the streets, the more uncertainty, the more fear, the more you beg for bigger government.
Yep.
Give
That's
me
right.
more police. Give me more government. That's what they want you to do. They want to make your life so miserable with gas prices and with crushing
please
your job.
Me.
You go back to,
please
give me more PPP money. Please give me a stimulus check. Please, you took my job away. You shut down my business. Please, oh mother government, give me something to survive with. That's what they want, folks. That's what they want. They want you as dependent as possible. They're getting it.
Yep.
Right?
They're getting it.
At this point, we have two available jobs open for every person on unemployment. Two available jobs of people looking
26
for
weeks,
every still, one person on unemployment.
Still 26 weeks in the good old state of New York.
26,
that we love.
Six
by the way,
months to find the jobs? Two open jobs for every one person looking. Should be 2 weeks unemployment insurance.
Yeah, people are begging. I shared the story on the radio show last week. I drag race cars for fun, and the back tires we use are called slicks, right? Very sticky. I needed new ones. Me being lazy, just over the winter, didn't do anything. So I'm like, all right, racing season's coming. Yeah. I gotta go get slicks. August 15th until I can get slicks. Racing season's over by the time I get them.
Right.
So my buddy, who's got a connection with the company, called and said, "Hey, look at what's going on." He said, "Well, we're down 40. We can't find people to work. We're down 40%. They're actually produced here in the United States of America.
Yep.
Our labor force is down 40%. So we're trying to
six
do our best. So now I'm scrambling to try to borrow tires. To
6 months
to
unemployment. Dunlop's got openings, right?
Yep.
That's six right. months that's in New right. York State.
Begging for people.
Six
begging
months.
For people.
Signs
to work.
Everywhere. New York State. You want to do something productive. You want to help the economy. You want to lower inflation, right? There's so many things that could be done positively. You want to fix gun violence, right? Start prosecuting gun crimes. You want to lower inflation?
That's right.
Start going back for gas independence. Start lowering regulations, stuff like this.
Actually, and again, going back to the rules on the books. So technically, if you get fired from a job, you're not supposed to collect unemployment.
Doesn't matter.
Not in the great old state of New York. No. You can do whatever you want. So what do these dirtbags do? Well, they go for 26 weeks on unemployment. Yep. 25th week, they start looking for a job.
Yep.
26th week, they get a job. 27th week, they're fired again, and they're back on the streets. And for those of you that say, oh, they can't, bullshit. We had a lady who walked out. This girl walked out. It actually wasn't us, but it was one of our financial advisors, Jay. Walked out on a Friday, didn't show back up. Monday, she comes in like nothing's wrong. Like, meaning she didn't come back for lunch. She decided to take the afternoon off. And she said, well, I had some personal issues I had to deal with. Okay. So Jay, being very sympathetic, good dude, said, if something happens in the future, you got to let me know. You know, I'll support you any way I can, right? So 2 weeks later, she does the same thing again. He fires her.
Yep.
She goes to collect unemployment. Well, we fight it. We work with him to fight it because, you know,
doesn't
clearly
matter.
Yeah, judge didn't care. Nope. Know what?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, here you go, honey. You're having some issues.
Doesn't
you just
matter.
Walked out and you couldn't even tell him. No problem. Here's a good 26 weeks for you. Free unemployment.
When they talk about when Karine, Jean-Pierre talks about the whole of government, we're going to apply the whole of government. The whole of government could be pressuring states and at the federal level could be dropping unemployment insurance. Drop it to 2 weeks right now. Say, folks, we got plenty of jobs out there. Unemployment insurance is for people that can't find a job right now. If you can't find a job in this market, there's something wrong with you.
We'll give you 2 weeks. We'll give you 8 weeks or 26 weeks if you're actually at a trade school learning a trade.
That's fine. Yeah.
University of XYZ.
No. Truck driving school, CDL licensing, plumber's apprentice, electrician. I don't care.
Here's what we need.
Exactly.
Here's what we need.
You
got the CDL license going to take you 6 weeks. Okay.
Yep.
We will give you six
tell
weeks.
You what.
On the seventh week, you better have
not only would I pay for the unemployment insurance, I would pay for the degree to get them licensed to take that job, right? If they were then no longer eligible for more aid. That's the key, right?
Think about how disgusting that is, though. Think about where we are as a society.
Yeah.
You remember you and I struggling to own a business. Nobody said, hey, I'm going to pay your licensing fees.
Not one day of unemployment.
For this marketing. Ever.
Not one day of unemployment.
I had more jobs at 14. I had more jobs than most of these people do at 26.
Right.
At 14,
and let me tell you something. For those that say it's minimum wage going to be higher, you can't support a family. Let me tell you something. I mowed lawns and shoveled driveways as a kid. I made $5 an hour, however long it took me to shovel a driveway. Sometimes it took 2 hours, right? I made $2 to $5 an hour. And let me tell you something. I made a lot of money when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, right? I did things like paint house numbers on curbs. I mowed lawns. Mm-hmm. I trimmed bushes. It's not about how much you make per hour. It's about how much you work. Every single one of the studies of poverty and poor people show that the average person under the poverty line works an average of 12 hours per week. Let me tell you something. Yep. If I worked 12 hours a week, I'd be poor too, right? And so you,
right? These people are poor. Because they want to be poor.
Because
they
don't
choose
work.
To be poor.
They just simply don't work. They don't go to work, right?
I remember being a kid. I've shared this story before, but where I bought my first house that I lived. First house I bought, by the way, I was 19, and I rented it out. I bought it in the east side of Buffalo. It was the greatest eye-opening study of my life, and I'll never buy garbage property.
Like you want to talk about it, yeah.
I learned a lot. By the time I was 21, I graduated from high school or college.
That was a real-life immersion program right there. That was
Yeah, you actually are, I think, are shocked.
It's like a Spanish immersion program.
We're both traumatized because you helped me out a few times. Yeah. Like, oh, no, I know how to fix a toilet. I'm like, well, it's God. I'm like, never going back there again.
Never.
But by 21, so I'm 21, graduated college, and I'm like, okay, I can rent or I can buy. I had money saved because I actually worked through college, as you did, and I had money saved up. I had two jobs and didn't sleep much in college, but I had money saved up. I put down payment down, bought my first house in Depew, New York, right? I remember writing out every single bill and thinking to myself, if I have to get three jobs to make sure I'm good, I'm good. I didn't need to do that. I had two jobs. I had one job and we were starting our other company and building it up. But the second job was building this company up, which was, you know, three jobs in itself. But, mm-hmm. but I remember doing that thinking, okay, well, if I have to, I just get three. People don't think like that. You're poor because you're working 12 hours a week.
Right. Or not
you're,
at all.
You're not, you can live and it doesn't mean you're living in Spalding Lake in Clarence or one of these, $700,000 homes, but don't tell me you can't afford your bills. You can't afford, there are truck driving jobs all over this country that will pay you $70,000 to $100,000 a year. Can you afford a house in Cheektowaga or Depew on $100,000 a year? You can if you manage your money, right? You can. It's amazing. These same people have a $600 a month phone bill.
Oh, yeah.
But yet a mortgage payment that's $800 is just well beyond that. It's really sick.
It's unfortunate. In some cases, especially the other biggest factors. So there's two big factors for why people are poor. It's number of the hours of work. The other reason is single mother households or single parent households. And that is a huge problem. Because if you're a parent with two young kids at home, let's say a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, I mean, you're working then to afford daycare. Like it's almost a break even because, again, and you want to see daycare go through the roof. Give it to liberals. Give it to the government. The government take kindergarten now down to pre-K like they want to and watch the cost skyrocket like the college costs have, right? You put the government in charge. I don't care what it is. Healthcare, college, you name it. The expenses. Milton Friedman put it best, and we don't talk about this enough, right? But there's four ways you can spend money. You can spend your own money on yourself, where cost and quality are important. You can spend your own money on other people, where cost is important, but quality is less important, right? You can spend other people's money on yourself, where quality is really important, but cost doesn't matter. And finally, you can spend other people's money on other people, where cost nor quality make any bit of difference,
nothing
right?
Matters.
As that is what our government matters. Does, right? They spend other people's money, not on them. They don't have Obamacare. They're not subject to that. Mm-hmm. They don't have Social Security. They have a government pension from Congress, mm-hmm. right? These things don't affect them. Nice. They don't care about the quality because they're not spending it on themselves. They're spending your money on other people. They don't care what the quality is, and they don't care what the cost is, and it's obvious.
That should blow people's minds.
Education.
If you're a Democrat,
across the board.
The people that voted in Obamacare voted to exclude themselves. If that doesn't raise a huge red flag to you.
That's right.
I mean, really, unreal.
Unreal.
Let's play some videos.
All right, this is Tucker Carlson. This is the woman in L.A., and then I've got some other stuff that's really fantastic.
Yeah. Obvious, and I'm just looking at the screen right now. There's space for him to avoid you and your son, but it looks like he did it on purpose.
Absolutely, he did it on purpose. I made eye contact with him as he was approaching us. I screamed for him to stop. There was plenty of room. Two cars can fit. It's a one-way street, so it's meant for just one car. But, there are cars that can park on the side of the road, and there's still plenty of room for another car to pass.
So anyone who would mow down a mother and her baby in a stroller on purpose is someone who should be locked far away from the rest of us, no?
Absolutely. Forever. And I just learned from Bill Malusian on Sunday that the kid had a felony record already and was out on probation when he hit me.
There's the problem.
So how do you, how do you feel about what George Gascon has done? What message does that send?
It sends a lot of messages. It sends messages to criminals that, it's okay to
do
bad things because we're not going to punish you. We're going to punish the victims instead.
Exactly. Yep. It's exactly right. Yep. It's exactly
shame on
what
you for wanting that person to have a record. Shame on you.
Right.
Shame on
you. He already had a record. He was out on probation for a prior felony.
Disgusting.
I mean,
disgusting
just
human
sickening.
Beings, these Democrats. Just brain dead. Just absolutely brain dead. Absolutely brain. There's no other way to say it. Brain dead. If somebody out with a marks on them like that, and then they're going to do it again. Okay, how many people does this person need to kill before we go, well, and by the way, it'll be somebody, he'll grab the illegal gun, and it'll be, oh, we need better than
that's
laws.
Exactly no. Right. That's
we
exactly right.
Mentally ill people off the streets.
Right. If
we
you're willing to mow down a woman and a baby stroller, I mean, you're seriously, right?
You're mentally ill. You're mentally ill.
It's
you
nuts.
Should be either in an locked in an institution or locked in a jail.
But there's no place to put them. There's no beds to put them.
Bullshit.
Jail would be the other option.
Bullshit.
Jail should be the option, right? But this is intentional.
Bullshit.
Just like gas prices, this is all on purpose. This is Janet Yellen. Yeah. They're starting to let the cat out of the bag now. This is really interesting, I find.
Given the global nature of these markets, it's virtually impossible for us to insulate ourselves from shocks like the ones that are occurring in Russia that move global oil prices.
Still Russia's fault.
Over the medium term, the critical thing is that we become more
dependent pause that for one
on
second?
The wind. And
listen to this.
So
in the medium term.
So what she's saying is what they do, which is great, they just lie, right? The Democrats are Russia with their crap Russia, right? So the fuel prices went up by 90%. The last 10% was after Russia invaded Ukraine.
Right.
Anybody with a brain in their head can see that, right? By the way, under Trump, prices went down. Under Obama, they went up, right? All about supply and demand.
Absolutely.
Is it a global economy? Yes.
But listen
are
to
there
her.
Things that are going to are there things that are going to interrupt what's going on here based on overseas? Yep. Guess what? As a global economy, you're supposed to compete on a global level.
Right.
That means when other people are making dumb decisions,
right.
The United States of America should be making really good decisions so we can win for
America. America last.
Right?
America last.
So if the Chinese are going to lock their population into a hotel room for 2 months, that could be an opportunity for the United States of America to say, wait a minute, this is a flu with a 0.000% chance of killing everybody. Let them do what they got to do. You live you, but maybe we win, right? Okay,
no.
Russia is selling fuel to Europe. Maybe we win. We increase the supply of fuel and create jobs here in America.
Right.
Where we can make sure it's done environmentally safe, and we increase the supply, increase jobs, and we make more money for
America. This is intentional. This is all intentional.
There's
every bit of this.
They're not manufacturing widgets in China right now. Could that be an opportunity for us to manufacture widgets here?
Nope.
Maybe the 59 million people, of which 50 million of them are lazy, sitting around waiting for others to do shit for them, maybe they could produce widgets, right?
Nah. This is the new
world
order.
We don't want any of that.
This is what they want.
Yep.
This is Agenda 21, New World Order. I mean, they've said it, right? Here's Australian or New Zealand.
In the New World Order.
This is what they do. It's a new world order, right? This is what they want.
Yep.
This is listen to what she says. In the medium term, there's nothing we can do for oil prices, which is garbage.
Nothing.
In the medium term,
easy.
We have to rely on wind. Wind.
Yep.
Listen to this.
Glenn and Mike figure out. Let Glenn and Mike run this for all of 15 seconds,
right.
And we'll
right.
have fuel prices down to $1.89.
But when you hear what she's doing, this is on purpose. I'm going to play this clip and Biden's clip and a couple of but Obama said years ago, 7, 8, gas price is great. It'll force people to make the conversion.
Right. That's what we
so
want.
So it'll force you to make the conversion, unless, of course, you can't afford a $60,000 electric vehicle, right?
Well, Biden said last week, he knows there's pain. We're going to have to fight through
that's
it.
Right.
Knows there's pain.
That's right.
Oil prices. And look, over the
medium term,
the critical thing is that we become more dependent on the wind and the sun that are not subject to geopolitical
the stuff
influences.
We don't have actually technology
wait a minute.
For yet.
The wind and the sun are not influenced by geopolitical things? Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Clean energy credits that will boost non-renewables is, I think, really critical.
So you pieces of garbage can take the credits and piss it away on other stuff we don't need.
She can barely get the lie out of her mouth.
Like pension plans for Hunter Biden.
That's right.
That's
right.
If I thought for one second I would entertain their stupidity for 1 second if I actually thought they were going to take the credits and plant trees with them.
No.
But they're not doing of that.
Al Gore sells the credits.
There's not a liberal neighborhood in America that's taking any of those credits doing crap for the environment.
Al Gore sells the credits.
Not a penny.
And Al Gore uses those credits to landscape his house.
And
buy airplanes. Yes. Let me
finish this. Goddamn airplane. That's what he does. Yep.
Crazy. But she's not even coherent.
Really critical to addressing climate change and our energy costs for households going forward.
Energy costs for households are going to go
through the global nature of
the roof.
Record levels.
Energy costs for households.
Record level.
But this, remember,
record level.
This is intentional.
We have plenty of energy here to start the first leg of declining prices, and that is fuel prices. We have all the ability. We don't need China. You don't need Europe. We don't need anybody. We have all the tools right here at your disposal, you and the Democrats, to be able to bring prices down. We've got plenty of natural gas.
Yep.
We've got plenty of oil.
Yep.
We can do it right here, right now. And guess what? All that stuff trades on a futures market. It doesn't even take long to destroy the prices of that stuff. If you want to collapse those prices, you need to do one thing. Increase supply.
And if you did that, you would put pressure on Russia as opposed to sending $40 billion of our money and weapons to Ukraine, right?
My God.
All you have to do. This
war would be over.
All of this is intentional. Now, remember this, folks. All of this garbage is intentional. All of this war on coal and natural and fossil fuels is all intentional. There will be more people that will starve around the world and will starve to death. Right?
Millions.
Way more.
Millions.
There'll be a million people that will starve to death before one person dies from rising sea levels. There will be a million deaths from starvation in this world before one person dies because the 1 degree Celsius raised. Yeah. Not one person will die because a polar ice cap melted an inch.
The best part is that the world will get filthier. There's no place in the whole world where we can say, hey, by making people more poor, things got cleaner.
Right. Not one place.
By destroying their economy over in Venezuela, look at what it did for the environment.
That's right.
It actually was the opposite.
No.
Every single time.
All right, we gotta wrap up with this, Mike. This is really just this is unbelievable. When I'm gonna read this to you. You've read this already, but you just can't even make this stuff up anymore. If I'm Elon Musk and I'm taking shots at Ghislaine Maxwell and asking for he's pushing for the list of clients to be released
stones,
as he should.
I criticized him for a long time and he deserved the criticism.
He did.
Right? Most of these, every one of these billionaires, I can't think of.
I'd have a food taster if I were him.
That didn't take massive amounts of government money, right? I mean, that's the difference between somebody who builds a company worth millions and millions of dollars and billions of dollars. It's extorting money from the taxpayers, and you have to do it. I mean, I'm looking at it doesn't matter who it is.
No.
They've extorted billions of dollars from the taxpayers, right? Apple? Oh, you want to set up an Apple store? You don't think they're getting tax credits?
Right.
Amazon is billions of dollars. Right.
Remember the New York City deal that AOC
killed? They're fighting
killed?
Over handing him money.
That's right.
They're fighting over him to give him money, right? So same thing is true with Tesla.
Right.
Of course, Buffalo got screwed, $1 billion. Yep. You know, Andrew Cuomo just got pissed away.
Yeah,
it's gone, right? So, you know, but I will say, since then, he has been just an animal.
Yeah, he's been a freedom. He's been a liberty and freedom fighter is what he's been.
That's right.
But I tell you what.
And really exposing the hypocrisy of the left, which is really amazing.
So listen to this.
Which is great to see. It's great to see.
Family of Bill Clinton advisor, this is out of the UK Daily Mail, family of Bill Clinton advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into the White House 7 times has blocked release of files detailing the death scene after he was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast at a ranch 30 miles away. Now,
how could it be so obvious?
Does that sound like a suicide to you?
Which one? Which one? The shotgun blast or hanging from the tree?
Which
one
happened first? Did he hang,
how did he kill
did
himself?
He hang himself and then shoot himself? Did he? This is the quote from the. Let's see here.
This is unreal, by the way, and they're doing it blatantly in your face to say you better follow in line or this is what's going to happen
this,
to
this
you,
is
right?
a clear message to basically out there. So top Clinton advisor Mark Middleton died by suicide at the age of 59 on May 7th, the Perry County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas confirmed. Middleton was President Bill Clinton's special advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein to the White House seven of at least the 17 times a pedophile visited. The married father of two who lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, shot himself at the Heifer Ranch in Perrysville, 30 miles away from his home. So let me just make sure I understand this. This guy decides he's going to commit suicide. He leaves right. his
he's
home,
so mentally ill.
Goes to somebody else's ranch.
That's right. 30 miles away.
30 miles away.
Never
to
happens.
Climb
Never
up a
happens.
Tree, shoot himself in the chest. With was the and rope then, around his neck when he fell from the tree? I don't understand.
Unreal.
It's really unreal.
Unreal.
This is a quote, though.
It's almost as unbelievable as the Epstein jail scene right. himself, right? Like, with the jail was left open, the cameras
right.
went bad.
So, of course.
The guards were switched up. Probably all normal.
Of course people want to know. The family of a top advisor, is pulling out all the stops to keep the details of this mysterious death from becoming public. Why would that be? They have petitioned the judge to prevent pictures of Mark Middleton's death scene being released under the Freedom of Information Act. And now the local Arkansas sheriff is interpreting that to mean that he can't talk or release any details of Middleton's May 7th suicide. The investigation is still open. I can't say anything more. Let's see here. Mark Middleton, sir, special assistant, Bill Clinton, 99, died age 59. There's a quote in here I'm looking for, though.
All these all-loving and inclusive Democrats don't really want any of this information released.
No.
How disgusting is that?
No.
I mean, you're talking about a pedophile ring. You're talking about babies,
right.
you know, 12-year-olds, 13-year-old kids. I mean, who wouldn't want that information released? I don't care, Republican, Democrat, every single bit of that information should be released. And we should be doing whatever we can as a society to get to the bottom of that. These dirtbags. They can
so,
you know, they know. They know what the Clinton family is all about. They know what it's going to bring to the Democrat Party. They don't care, folks. They don't care. They'll do all the bullshit about how they love children and how they love people and how inclusive, but yeah, the pedophile ring, we're not going to look into.
So in an interview with Radar Online, before he decided to clam up, Sheriff Montgomery said Middleton was discovered hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast to his chest. He reportedly used an extension cord as a noose and created a makeshift gallows underneath the tree, which appears to be appeared to be there as a failsafe in case a shotgun blast didn't kill him. Are you kidding me?
I bet.
Seriously?
I bet. 30 miles from his home.
30 miles from his home.
You are so mentally ill that you're going to take a road trip. Let me guess. He's stopping to get a cup of coffee on the way?
This is so bizarre. I mean, seriously, right? So
unreal. Unreal. It's just so in your face. It's so in your face. You're like, really? I mean, I say this all the time, the Epstein jail thing, like, if that was a movie, we'd leave there going, come on.
So he used an extension cord. He created a makeshift gallows. What does that mean? He bring a chair?
30 miles from his house.
30 miles from his house on somebody else's ranch. He did not leave a note. Shockingly. I'm surprised. I was surprised he didn't leave a note that said, I killed myself. The Clintons were not involved at all, right?
At all.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, this is so blatantly obvious. This is telling – this is a message to people like Elon Musk, you know. You better – and to your point, you better know exactly what you're eating. You better know exactly what you're drinking. And you better know exactly who's guarding you, Elon, because these people are nuts, crazy, and disgustingly obvious.
This makes no sense. Here's another quote, right? It was very evident that the shotgun worked because there was not a lot of blood or anything on the scene. Okay. You can tell the shotgun blast was on his chest. You can tell because there was a hole in the chest and pellets came out the back. It was definitely self-inflicted, in our opinion. Really?
Definitely.
As opposed to what? So, hanging him in a tree and then putting a shotgun to his chest and then pulling the trigger just to make sure? That seems like, or is it more? Does it seem more likely that he climbed up this tree, created a makeshift gallows? I'm not sure what that means. Did he bring construction equipment? Was there a trap door that fell through? Right,
30 miles from his house, he's setting up.
He's setting up under a tree.
He's bringing the lumber back in the field.
Right? He's got an extension cord. If he's pre-planned this, if he's thought
he's
enough,
got drills.
If he's thought far enough in advance to bring a chair or something to make a makeshift gallows and a shotgun, wouldn't you spend the extra time to maybe to grab some rope as opposed to an extension cord? Yeah. I'm just right, saying. Right. I mean, right. Maybe
well,
I don't
he
know.
Used the extension cord to put the drill bits in, right?
I guess
had
so.
To set this thing with up.
That makes sense, so right?
What did he run it from the back of the farmhouse? Like he just got his all. I mean, he bring his own generator folks. There. He was working. Just I mean,
seriously, you cannot make unreal. This stuff up. This is almost unreal. As good as you know three shot three gunshots to the head suicide, right? Or
it's as good as the guards were replaced, right. The cell was left
right.
Open,
the cameras
miraculously
right.
didn't work. I mean, it right. just, you can't, there's some things where you go, come on, guys. Okay. Right. Like, right. look at, you know,
right.
But I mean, this stuff is just so blatantly
yep.
obvious.
Yep. Same thing with McAfee in the jail
sad,
in Spain. That didn't work either. Cameras didn't work there either.
Sad a family. I don't know him personally. I don't know anything
sad
about
for
him,
the
but
family.
You know, probably. Yeah,
I'm sure the family is saying, really don't release sad. The photos. They don't want to see the photos. I'm sure they don't want the photos public. Yeah. I wouldn't want photos
sure
of a loved one public either, but you got to know
I'm
that
sure the family's probably be petrified for themselves right
I'm sure,
now. Right?
I'm sure.
Like, what did he tell the wife?
Right.
What did he tell the...
Exactly.
Check your car.
I'm telling you, folks, this with the deep state, Hillary Clinton, you cannot, there's not, nobody knows 56 people who committed suicide, okay? Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
No.
This is almost as good as the guy, the doctor who is involved with the whole Haiti rescue thing, who was found to have committed suicide in his apartment in New York City by stab wounds to the chest, right? Now, you're a doctor. You're a surgeon, right? You have access
right.
to fentanyl, all kinds
right,
of drugs, right?
right?
You
right.
know, you know, look at, what are you, a 17th century samurai? I mean, come on. Who stabs himself in the chest? Nobody does.
What about the other one whose
come
car
on.
Blew up at their front gate?
Right.
As they hit
right,
the front
right.
of their community gate.
Burst into flames.
At, yeah.
That was a witness so, from the Nevada shooting in Las Vegas who said that there was more than one
yes.
gunman. Everybody
more
in that Las Vegas event, which they completely buried.
His car blows up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
At 100-something miles an hour. That's what they figured that car would have had to
right.
hit at.
No. He was pulling into his neighborhood at like 4 miles an hour.
Right.
right? It was right. a Mercedes.
Right.
Mercedes just don't right. miraculously burst into flame.
But for the car to blow right. up, it would have had to have been doing that. So
the officer, yeah. the firefighters on the scene said it was unbelievable how hot that fire burned. It burnt the car down to nothing, and it took them hours and hours to put out a regular car fire. Everybody in Las Vegas who said that they saw more than one gunman has basically been killed in some way, shape, or form, whether they was a car accident, whether it was a plane crash, whether it was an epilepsy or a heart attack,
yep.
dozens
yep.
of people, right? You just can't – there's some things that are – you know, you say obviously conspiracy theories. When I hear people say, we didn't really land on the moon or stupid stuff like that. The earth
yeah.
was flat. Like, these are ridiculous
right, right.
things, right? But when you start
right.
to connect the dots – of all these people that were tied to the Clintons or otherwise that just so happened to mysteriously because how did Jeffrey Epstein make his money? Right. Nobody talks about this stuff.
And
who was the person who propped the door open in the Uvalde school? That seems to have been left off the thing, right?
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
The media doesn't care about trying
right.
to figure out who was on that Epstein
think about
list.
That.
Who, what did they do? I mean,
right.
how in the world?
Why aren't we prosecuting them?
How is it that we have resources to go in and arrest a mom who doesn't want to FaceTime around their daughter or their son all day that, you know, could give them huge, you know, respiratory problems, all kinds of stuff, not going to help go. But yet we can't figure out who was on the airplane and why they were on the airplane and what they were doing on Epstein Island. I mean, really?
They know exactly. They know exactly.
Nobody cares about
I
that.
I am absolutely.
There's enough.
I'm convinced.
I mean, now we've got people dying. Do you think that might even bring
nope.
up another
no.
red flag
doing
to
it.
Say, hey, you know,
they're doing it.
Wow. I mean,
this is the Epstein Island. I'm convinced was a deep state government operation to set people up so that they could blackmail and gain influence
yep.
over other people. Right. When you see
yep.
people
yep.
that all of a sudden flip, remember Paul Ryan was Mr. Conservative, Mr. Balanced Budget. He was super, you know, fiscal responsible, and all of a sudden then he wasn't, right?
Yep.
And then next thing you know, he's got a $10 million mansion in Minnesota where he's building a 10-foot wall around it, and suddenly
that's right.
he's a big government advocate. Now, was he bribed
yep.
or was he threatened, right? Mitt Romney,
yep.
has he been bribed or has he been threatened? His kid was on the
yep.
Burisma board, right? What is what?
Right. The Clintons.
All of
Clintons
these
were Bill. Bill so, was all about protecting our borders. Bill was all about.
This is all about influence.
Big police forces and supporting our police department. And all miraculously, yeah. all of a sudden,
no, it's all about power and influence.
Bill was all about cutting capital gains taxes at one point.
But whoever's not pulling anymore. The strings, I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's the Soros types, if it's the Bill Gates, if it's these Bilderberg, you know, the oligarchs and the you know the, these tech giants, these billionaires throughout the world, Rockefellers. I don't know. I don't know, but they definitely have one overall agenda. There's no question for that. And that agenda is one new world order, right? You've heard it over and over again from these folks in their own words, right? There's montages out there where they're talking about new world order and the global reset. The first part of the global reset is to make people absolutely petrified. They did that with the virus. The next step is either, according to what their plans are and their own written things, are either a cyber attack they're worried about, or a smallpox, you know, type of deal, you know. So God only knows.
Well,
what
we got a few
next.
Months for that. We got a few months for that. Octoberish. That's gonna
food shortages. Out, so yeah. We got that coming already. That's already on tap. So again,
food plants on fire everywhere.
Designed to make you beg for more government, right?
Food plants on fire everywhere.
Yeah.
Never. What's that? Not one has burned down in 40 years. Right. Miraculously, airplanes are dodging into them now and blowing up. Right.
So. Right. There was that huge chicken factory that just lost. The good thing is chickens grow back really fast, but you have to now build a new facility, right? So you can replace chickens quick, but you know, you lose a whole season of crops. That's bad. Right. Yeah. That's real bad. Right. Anyway, all right,
certainly
we're long here. So
replace it by November.
I had a bunch more here to get to. We're not going to get to any of it. I got Karine Jean-Pierre quotes. I got all kinds of stuff, but we'll save a lot of that for the radio show or next week's podcast, and we'll run it back then because we'll be 2 hours in this one. So anyway, listen, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. If you are somebody who has investments and you're concerned, if you're just getting started, you know, we have programs for that too, or somebody who is, you know, got a lot of wealth, you can use us as a resource by going to our website, thefinancialguys.com. We are a one-stop financial shop. So in addition to wealth management, we have a home and auto division. You know, give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies to save you money. We have a Medicare division for those over 65. Those under 65, we have a health insurance division. So we can help you there too. If you're retiring at 55 or 60 and you got to bridge that gap until you're eligible for Medicare, feel free again to use that department as a resource. So income planning, financial planning, and so much more. So again, a one-stop financial shop. Use us as a resource, thefinancialguys.com, or feel free to call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks again for listening. If you like what you heard, again, do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Hit that like button and subscribe. It means a lot to us. And if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends. We'd appreciate that. We'll see you Saturday and then again next Wednesday here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Thank you.